Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Friday Nightcap with your hostess, Imaj Ade, Perla Danes, and Thomas Carter.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, lady.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
How are you guys doing?
I am okay.
Part is okay, sound bad.
Huh?
So why does okay sound bad?
No. Well, I mean, you know, I just tried to help with a crisis with my neighbors next door. But other than that, I'm okay.
See, you're doing the wrong thing. Let them do what the fuck they do.
Mind your girl. See, mind your business.
But mind no, seriously, I actually, no. Before everybody jumped down my throat, one, I actually like my neighbors, and my neighbors like me. And two, it wasn't a domestic thing. It was kind of like they were just having an issue with their son. You know how teenagers get, and they don't want to do stuff. That's all. It wasn't anything, like, out of control.
You push them downstairs? That's what you do.
First of all, I didn't.
Mind your damn motherfucking business. That's what I'm telling you.
I've been drinking. Just look down here, put it out there. So. Okay. So teenagers, they are hard-headed. They make you want to choke them out. I know for a fact that they make you want to choke them out because I have a teenager and she makes me want to choke her out often. But
that's what I'm saying. See, I saved the boy's life. You know what I mean? See? I saved him from getting choked out.
He needed that choke out. That's what it was. He needed that choke out. See, now you prevented him from getting that lesson that he needed to learn.
Damn. Okay.
You prevented that young man from getting that lesson, that choke out. So that choke out was going to be a significant part of his upbringing at some point in time.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. And he a young man, too? Yeah, he needed that. Who's going to choke him out? Was it his dad?
Nah, it was his mom.
Mm-hmm, see?
He definitely
needed that. Well, you done pissed us off at that point. Yeah, if you done pissed off your mama, yeah, you need to get choked out.
Yeah, he needs to see that his mom not playing with him and that she will choke him out like he's some nigga on the street.
So basically what y'all saying is I don't get no brownie points from saving this child from getting choked out.
You get
brownie points, but some of your points are deducted. Some of those points are deducted because you say, look, there was a lesson to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deducting the points.
I didn't deduct no points. I gave you one.
I see how this thing will go.
I gave you two for helping, but I took away one and a half for not letting him.
So basically, what y'all saying is, I got two and a half stars for helping.
Mm-hmm. And the votes say.
You know what,
when I tell you, okay, so tonight we're just kind of going to catch up with each other and throw some things out there into the world and just talk, have Friday night cap talk. How about that? No real structured questions tonight. Anything that just comes up, comes to mind, just let me know. That's how I'm feeling.
Okay.
I'm functioning off of only a few hours of sleep. This week has been long. I only have about 5 more working days left in me before I go on vacation. So, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. So, if you're tuning in tonight, yeah, we're going to probably cuss and say some really bad things because there's no structure. So we just ask for you not to include your prudish thoughts. Be open-minded. Receive what we're going to give you. And, yes, you know, giving is better than receiving. But anyway, yeah, that's where we are tonight.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait a second. Oh. Hold on. Who the fuck said giving is better than receiving?
Okay, so sometimes giving is better than receiving.
Depends on what you're giving.
So listen. So let's talk about some things. So listen, okay. So I have noticed that a lot of people have been tapping into their crazy lately.
Really?
You know what? This is why we're going to talk about it. Because not just you, but I am a natural observer. I observe a lot that's going on around me when I'm out in public. So, yes, people have been tapping into their crazies, including our Taylor. And what makes people go this crazy? Is there a self-level to your crazy? Is there certain things that bring your crazy out? And did somebody fuck your crazy awake? I've seen people get their crazy fucked awake. Like, they make their crazy with sleep, and then somebody fucks them so good, and then they crazy woke up and said, oh, we're about to start showing out because you just can't be doing that to us.
What you waiting for me to answer? Is that what you're doing? All right. So listen, right? Like, I've always been touched. Like, I've always been a little, like, you know, a little off, you know? But I do think, you know, it didn't get bad until I started dealing with a certain somebody. And that's only because they woke my crazy up. They did.
Fuck your crazy up? Like, fuck and wake your crazy up? Or did they do things to wake your crazy up? They did both.
Like, it started off with, like, I was just moderately crazy. But then, like, they started doing crazy shit that made me crazy. And then it just went from there. Cause I had certain pet peeves, and he would press that button every single time. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves is being late. I hate being late for things. Like, that's my biggest pet peeve, unless it's a dire emergency. I hate being late. Don't be late picking me up. Don't take me places late. I hate that. So every time we were supposed to go out, he was always slow rolling, always taking forever, went, just showed up whenever he felt like it. And he would pick me up from work sometimes, and it'd be the same thing. Whenever he got, you know, whenever he was doing whatever he was doing, he'd come pick me up. Like, I'd get off work. At this time, I was working at Applebee's. So it's like, it's already, I've been on my feet since 4 o'clock. It's now 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm off work, and it still takes you like an extra 2 hours to come and get me. So finally, I got mad, and I was like, you know what? Since you want to slow roll and take your time everywhere, so now your car don't have no tires, and now your car is sitting on cinder blocks. So you really can't go nowhere. And so for 2 days, his car was sitting on cinder blocks. But I promise you, that third day, he was Johnny on the spot.
You took that man's whip. Jesus.
What?
I ain't never in my life. I know I'm not as crazy as y'all think I am. I'm really not. I'm not that crazy. I'm not going to do that. It takes too much time out of my day. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're dead, though, crazy. You know what? I kind of done some crazy stuff. As I look back over my life, you know, all 33 years, and then when I look back over the course of the last 15 years, because that's how long I've really kind of been dating, is about 15. My daughter's what? I was 13. So about 15 years when, you know, this whole dating thing started happening. I ain't never fought no bitch over no man. Now, I've cussed some out about him. I have. And I've, you know, let her know, hey, bitch, pause. What are you doing? Please don't wake my crazy up. Now, I have some best friends. Now, one of my homegirls, you and her would run well together because she, you know, she spray painted the dude's car, sucked bubblegum in his, in the door where you put your key. Yeah.
Oh.
But y'all could work well together. Y'all could be friends.
I like her.
And then it was so funny. It was so funny because the night that she did it, I live on the other side of the town. He lived on the same side of town as me, so she had to come, like, clean across town, like, 30 minutes to get to his house. And she called me on the way to say, hey, are you home? I was like, yeah, I'm home, about to go to bed. And she was like, well, get up. We about to go over such and such house. I said, no, I'm not going over there with you. I'm tired. I've had a long day. So my other friend was with her. I was like, why you ain't talk her out of that? But they did. They did his car and her car and the girl's car. So bad for them. Because they didn't know who did it. But they couldn't get inside their car. So you know you can't get both. Like, when you shoot you up some gum and you stick it in that keyhole,
mm-hmm.
It ain't going to work no more.
And then you know what else you gotta
like
do?
Had a fancy call.
And you know what else you gotta do too? This is for like ladies. I'm sorry if you're one of these chicks. What you do is you don't bust the windows. You don't bust the front windows out. You don't do that. What you do is the two little side ones in the back. You bust those out, cause then they gotta get them all replaced.
Mm.
Yeah.
Crazy. Just certified.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Did you not hear me say that was not me? I said my friend did that. I ain't do that shit.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who are fucking crazy like that. Listen, if somebody got good enough dick to bring the crazy out of you, you need not fuck with them.
You
I'm
need
just
not
being
fuck,
honest,
period.
Because if you can bring, yeah, you need to not fuck with nobody, period. Because at this point in time, any amount of good sex will fuck with you. So if you're one of them kind of people that, you know, hey, look, your emotions might get a little bit out of line, you know, when, you know, somebody start, you know, they start getting you down or they start looking you right and you start acting a little bit crazy, you might want to take the time out. Take your ass on in the corner and go sit the fuck down. Because all this shit is unnecessary. Listen, you'll bust a man's tires or for 2 days. What the fuck?
First of all, I did not bust his tires. I simply took the tires off of the car. They were in a safe place. They didn't get busted or anything. They were safe and sound. First of all,
you know what, Taylor, you know what? Just when I think that I've heard everything. I'm surprised. I've now been surprised. So what you're telling me is that you know how to use a tire iron and a jack. And you did it in record time.
No, I took my time. He was
you sure?
Sweet. Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. So
they
you put the cinder box in there and everything.
Listen, first of all, okay, like, I got friends, okay, so one of my friends came and helped me with the cinder blocks. Like, once we got the tires off the car, we put it on the cinder blocks. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't that it was just, you know, out in the street. It was, I mean, he was asleep.
So when he got up the next day, you decided that he can't go nowhere, period, at this point, because he now has cinder blocks for tires.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
I mean, you need to pick me up on time. You need to get where you need to go on time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it really that serious?
It was really that serious.
I'm picking you up to work. At least the nigga decided to show up.
But I'm saying you picking me up and you taking me to work and you can't be on time. Like, you think that just because you don't have the same job that I have, you have different, like, your whole, like, you could do whatever you want to do. Like, your hours, because you own your own business, your hours or whatever. No, I'm supposed to be at work at this time. I'm calling you to take me to work, and you doing everything else under the sun but taking me to work. Oh, we got a problem. And I'm like, every time that I'm late, I'm getting a write-up. I'm getting in trouble at work because you decide you want to do whatever.
Taylor.
Yes?
I'm going to just be totally honest with you. I want you to hear me. I want you to listen real good.
I'm listening real good.
If a motherfucker ain't bringing you to work on time, stop getting in a motherfucking car with that nigga. Plain and simple. That's it.
Yeah, see, at the time I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, Jesus, because he fucked your brains up that much, that to the point where you can't even think straight.
I'm not even recommending anybody fuck Taylor. I'm recommending no one fuck Taylor anymore. Taylor needs, she needs something. I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody that's just fucking crazier than her to help her balance out, to show her that she not rude, that she don't need to be as crazy. I don't know.
Okay, so. Now,
so what you're trying to say is that I don't need nobody because I'm crazy and that, like, he just got to be just as crazy as me. That's not going to work out. Like, that's not going to pan out. We both can't be the same level of crazy.
Listen,
he's got to
you
be
need
crazier
something.
Than you.
No, crazier. Like, you have to be crazier. Or not give you such a good amount of dick, because I don't know what sets you off. But whatever it is, they need not do it to that extent. They need to do it just enough so that way you can come and then, you know, that's it. Because I don't know what the fuck else you got going on with you, but I don't know.
That's just too much.
That's
like for me, like I
first,
know I
first
am
of
a
all, okay. See, hey, what
listen,
we not gonna do
listen enough.
What we not gonna do tonight is bash Taylor because she's a little off. Okay, that's what we not gonna
no,
do tonight.
I'm trying
okay?
to get out what I'm trying to say. So, everybody knows that I am a time-constrained person. Everything is very on time with me. I mean, I understand why you were upset why he was late, but I don't think my crazy would let me go to that extreme. It's just more
see,
like, I'm
going
to tell you, don't you be fucking late no more. I'm going to cut you out even worse than the lat next time. So, Lizzy, we have a caller on the line. Just one moment. Area code 919. Area code 919. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Halima.
Hey, what's up, Halima? How are you?
Not too much. I was just listening to what you were saying, and I got some feedback from my people that I wanted to share too.
Okay, well, you are welcome to share.
I guess my thing would be, and I understand the time constraints because I definitely hate to be late, but if you're getting a ride from somebody who's always late, don't call them no more.
I don't care
who they are. Don't call them no more because it stresses you out. You see how it's annoying the shit out of you? And that's your job. That's your livelihood. So don't call them no more. And don't let somebody rent that much space in your day. Because that sets you up for failure throughout the rest of the day when you go to work pissed off. You can get the crazy
you
right now, but
then
take control. You got to take control of your own decisions. Because that sets up the rest of your day. And, you know, I can definitely identify with people bringing the crazy out. Because I'm diagnosed nuts, though, but you got to control that.
Wait a minute. Did you say that you're diagnosed nuts, though? Girl,
I'm diagnosed
nuts
right now. Okay, with you. I'm going to just drink my drink.
I love your life. I love your life, Halima. I love your life.
You love our life?
Yes, I love your life, Halima.
I love it, too. 12 days it pisses me off, but I love it, too. You can't allow
right,
people
well,
to get crazy to come out. Now, sometimes it just slips out, and sometimes people push their buttons, but that you can prevent that crazy. Cut that motherfucker off. Nigga, you always late. Ain't nobody got time.
See, this is the thing, right? So this is what I should have been listening to that day. I called my friend and was like, you know what? I'm sick of this nigga always being late. I want to take the tires off his car and put his car on cinder blocks. See, you people who I should have called instead of that nut job that I called. Because she sure enough was like, well, let me call my brother so he can bring you the tools. That's her, see?
No.
You can't call another crazy person
about
you about to act crazy. You can't do that. You have to call the same well-balanced people of your life so they can talk you off of it. That's
no,
why I didn't go with my friend. I couldn't go with her.
She's sure enough, but her and her friend came. I mean, her and her brother came, and we took the tires off the car, put the car on center block, and then we had the nerve to go get something to eat because we was hungry afterwards.
So you didn't, I was about to say, you didn't even go to work or something? What's wrong with you?
No, this was after I got off work. He was home. Like, he was at my house. He was sleeping in my bed the whole time. So, after we went to get something to eat, I came back in the house, and I got back in the bed. So, when he got, you know, we got ready for work in the morning, I didn't have to go to work this day, but he did. So, when he got up, he was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, my car is sitting on cinder blocks. I was like, are you fucking serious? And he was like, yeah, come look at this shit. I'm like, yo, you full of shit.
Jesus. What was this? What year was this? Because I'm trying to determine if he was friends at this time.
No, we wasn't. No, we wasn't. This
girl,
was like,
listen,
what,
I am so glad to be in your life at this point to talk you out of that type of shit right now.
This was like 2000, like what, 2007, 2008?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's something completely fucking wrong with you. I don't know. Have you calmed down since then?
Absolutely.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You ain't had nobody bring out the crazy lately?
No.
That don't sound too reassuring. That don't sound too
reassuring
at all.
First of all, didn't I say this is not this? What we not gonna do is bash Taylor all night because she a little off. Didn't I say that? I'm feeling bombarded and very. I feel all this energy towards me because I'm a little off, and maybe I need a pill occasionally. Like y'all,
but you like the only one that's a little bit off. I think you need to do what Halima has decided to do and go get diagnosed for crazy.
I got
pills for that. You want one? I share.
You got a what? I got pills for that.
You want one? I share. Oh, they make you sleepy at night? Look at you, making new friends. Look at them. Come on, God, do it.
See, that's how you make new friends. You let other folks know that you're crazy. That way, you know, you're not alone. And then we can give each other feedback on how not to act insane. All right. I you know what? Okay. All right. I'm with that.
It's okay.
Halima, find me on Facebook.
What's your name?
Taylor Dave.
You already my friend.
I am.
I think so.
I got the ghost of
you. Was in the group with her. You was in the group with her, Taylor.
We're not friends. I'm adding you now. It's my hashtag.
Okay. All right. There we have it.
So see, and even earlier this week, Taylor, you last week you even said to me, I need new friends on my Facebook page because obviously my friends on my Facebook page show out from time to time. And you want to So you want new friends?
Okay, speaking of that, so listen. So since we getting on me tonight, we're going to get on the Maj tonight. So I'm minding my business, just scrolling through my little Facebook, minding my business, and I see picture after grown adult picture. What is happening? Then she going to say, oh, they showing out on my timeline. I said, well, maybe I need new friends because your friend's showing out on their timeline. She was posting some pictures.
Ooh. I can't control grown folk on my timeline. I'll tell you that now. I cannot control them. I love my grown folk friends. I love them. But sometimes they go really far left, and I can't help but not turn my head. I have to turn my head. They can act the blown monkey fool all they want to. That's fine. But it was just very interesting of some of these pictures that I was finding. And then how dare you, ma'am, tell about me when your Tumblr is worse than my Facebook. But anyway,
we're
not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that.
Again, why are we bashing? See, we're back to bashing Taylor. See, why are we talking about Tumblr? There's no reason for us to be talking about Tumblr. No reason at all.
I take full responsibility for what my timeline shows up because I will say, out of all my friends on my Facebook page, there are some freakazoids. There's some freaks on mine. I will say it. I am in good company. I am. You know, I don't judge them. They don't judge me. We're all okay together. But, yeah.
I see, but I'm not going to post that on my page.
Now, honey, I didn't post it on my page. I actually posted it what I saw on my page in a group. I didn't post it on my page because I know some of my friends, they're not as open-minded as others. And so, therefore, I try to save them sometimes. Now, on Fridays, they know I just don't care. But, you know, Saturday to about Thursday, about 11 p.m., I try to respect their time.
But Friday is.
Yeah, I try to respect that for them. But on Friday, I don't care about them and their feelings and what they see. You can turn your Facebook off as far as I care. But
But yeah, I that is what happens. And so yeah. And then there's the, you know, I don't see. Now sometimes a picture can say a lot about you. Y'all agree? Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I definitely.
It depends on what's in the picture.
Like if you post a certain type of picture.
I don't think so at all. Nope. I don't think so.
No,
nope.
Wait a minute. Mm-mm. No. I know you. I know you well enough to know that some of those pictures that you posted, yes ma'am, you would. Don't do that. Don't do it. Not today. No.
So I don't recall what you're talking about. I don't recall.
Oh, okay. All right, so we won't tell lies. We have another caller on the air. So I'm going to place you back on hold. Let us know if you want to come back in on the phone line and continue to enjoy the show. Area code 214, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Shafour. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys this evening?
I am enjoying this drink at the almost at the bottom of my bottle.
Hi. Hi, Taylor, the tire bandit.
Oh, oh really now? We just going to come on the line throwing shade? That's what we're going to do, Shady Boo? All right.
That's our new name. That's her name. Listen.
Okay. Now, Shamor,
I didn't get set up for it.
I want you to tread lightly now, okay? Because it only takes me 2 seconds to send somebody a message about something. It takes me 2 seconds now. So let's be clear.
Let's be clear. Let's be cordial here. Hey, why are you threatening people? Stop threatening people.
Everybody is Shady Boots tonight. Okay.
Nobody's Shady Boots tonight. I'm a freelance. I'm a mercenary.
Is that Thomas?
Everybody catching it. Yes, it is.
Hello, Thomas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
It's been a minute.
Yes, I know. Where have you been?
I've been here. Where have you been?
I've been here.
Huh. Okay. Avoiding me, maybe.
Please, I don't avoid you. I just got your follow.
I'm sorry I missed that.
You know where I'd be at.
Well, wanted to say that I wanted to congratulate Taylor. Taylor?
On what?
Yes. On her growth. Evolution.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you.
I'm sure she wouldn't do that, tomorrow to anyone.
No, I wouldn't.
All right, we're gonna need see somebody fucking crazy about Taylor and see what happens.
I'm not taking anybody's tires. I'm not busting anybody's windows. I'm not putting gum in their car. I'm not doing any of that. Not today, not tomorrow, not any of that. You know what I've been practicing? The power of ignore.
And mind your
business. That's a good thing.
I have been practicing that whole thing, like you just ignore people. I've been practicing that. And I will say that this person has not bothered me. April 10th? This person has not worked my nerve since the end of February. Because I just choose to ignore. I'm not rude. I'm not disrespectful. I just say what I have to say to this person. I wait for a response to what I have to say, and then that's it.
Well, congratulations. Thank you.
I am growing up and I'm being an adult.
Yes,
I'm on your team.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's how you save your own
tires
right there.
We didn't say we
right
weren't on your team. Wait a minute. You have a full support group here. You support you. Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all got to work with the system. This keeps us all safe.
So we want to support you and the thing so you don't be crazy anymore ever. Team, ignoring is full effect.
That little
team
laugh right there makes me nervous.
Oh, I didn't laugh. I'm
that was Taylor.
Must be Thomas.
No, it wasn't me. I wasn't laughing. That was Thomas. Thomas was laughing at me.
Thomas
sounded
like a girl laughing? What?
I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't laughing. I was chilling.
Okay.
So, yeah, as we're going to support you and so that your crazy doesn't go, doesn't get off track. Because, that's when I say, when people can fuck and wake your crazy up, crazy could be fine. She'd be rolling over. She's sitting over there in her corner eating her cheese crackers, drinking her Pepsi, not bothering nobody. If somebody come through, screw up all her brain in just one hit, and now she running around like the Tasmanian devil, can't stop her. Yeah,
no,
we don't
I'm in a much better place now. So I don't know. My crazy is reserved in the corner. She has her juice box and her Oreo cookies, and she is good.
So what you saying?
Right.
She's childish.
Oh, gosh. Nobody's saying that they're crazy. It's childish. You crazy, but no. We just like to feed her good
Oreo
things.
Cookies
like,
and box.
Because, Thomas, I love Oreo cookies, okay? I love Oreo cookies. And my crazy is not allowed to have liquor, so therefore she gets the juice box, okay?
Yeah, we don't want her drinking anything other than juice.
Mine drinks Pepsi. And it's very rare that I drink Pepsi. Because
I don't know, brown. It might be something the color brown.
No. With my brown liquor, I like apple juice for some reason. I don't know why. Apple juice or ginger ale for whatever reason. I don't know why. But I like it. Like, that's really good.
All right.
What? So we did have a comment on one of our questions on our Facebook page about our crazy levels. Risha says, 0 is calm to 1,000 is so real quick. So I've been that person. I've been there too. But I haven't done those things that other people have. I just haven't.
No, I'm sorry. I might have missed it, but did Thomas have a crazy?
No, Thomas was trying to wonder why Taylor was so damn crazy and told her that she can't mess with nobody else at this point. She needs to buy her.
Yeah, so basically what Thomas said is that I'm just supposed to be an old maid and I'm not supposed to mess with nobody. I'm not supposed to have a maid.
No, I gave you an option. I really did. I gave you an option. The option was, all right, hey, look, you find somebody that's a little bit crazier than you to help balance out your crazy. You find somebody that's not going to bring the crazy up out of you, and y'all just chill. That's it.
I would go the other direction, like someone that does not even awake your crazy. Because two crazy people together, it's volatile.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. I thought that if I was just, if I was off, I wouldn't want nobody who's off, too, because what if my crazy offsets their crazy? Like, what if something I do makes them crazier? Like, I don't have time to be dealing with somebody crazier than me.
Right. Like, what if some outside person offsets both of your crazies at the same time? It's not even either one's fault, but, you know, things
happen.
That's
too much. Like, we can't even be out in public with stuff like that.
Right. And then everybody that, like, hangs out with you has to worry if one of y'all are going to spark some stuff while we're together. Yeah.
That's why you wouldn't. They ain't got no extra friends.
It's just them two.
You need that little punk guy that's like, yes, dear, that's who you need.
No, see, no.
That shit ain't going to last long. That ain't going to last long at all.
If he allows himself to be a mat and she likes to walk on it, I mean, that's perfect for you.
No,
she going to be mad. She going to be mad as hell because she's going to want somebody to argue with her.
He's going to try to appease her at every opportunity. He's going to be like,
bullshit.
You want me to yell at you? Okay, I'll yell at you. And then she's going to slap him, and then he's going to stop yelling. I mean, everybody's, it's a win-win.
No, it's not. You ever seen the Boondocks?
Yes.
All right, so the Boondocks, they got this character named Tom. And Tom, he's a black. Yeah, you know Tom. So one episode where, you know, his wife was mad at him because every time, you know, he'll never argue with her, none of that shit. That's exactly what it's going to be. She's going to be ready to kick his ass out to the curb and tell him, listen, I ain't dealing with your shit. You need to figure out what the fuck you need to do. That's Taylor.
I don't know, because I think two volatile, strong personalities, that's just not going to happen, right? When it goes south, it's going to go super south. It's going to go the kind of south where you don't want to repair stuff.
No, because honestly, some people, not everybody is, you know, so volatile that they don't know how to work within their situation. You know, for as much
as it's some stuff that you do to people, it's like, how do you recover from that? Like, how do you come back and say, okay,
so,
I apologize? For,
well, it
you
depends.
Know, cutting your legs off. And,
it depends on
how you cut your legs off. It's not okay.
All right, so listen. All right, so if let's say me and you would get into an argument. You know, I say some pretty hurtful things. You say some pretty hurtful things. You know, we go back and forth, so on and so forth. At some point in time, somebody's going to have to be the bigger person. That's generally the gist of, you know how that relationship will work. Because, yes, you understand that you're a little bit crazy. You understand that the person that you're dealing with is a little bit crazy. But the likelihood of finding somebody crazy that you like and that you can tolerate is slim to none.
But sometimes being a bigger person means saying, you know, I called you a cab and can I have my key back? You know, that's being a big. I mean, because sometimes, I mean, I know we know people that you're like, why in the hell are they together? That is not good. They are two different kind of crazies. And neither one of those crazies need to pair up.
Because those are the crazies that actually probably do need to pair up. You know, opposites attract.
I don't know. I just think that's easier. If you just want to remain crazy. Now, if she plans to continue to evolve, then yeah. But if she just wants to stay in her crazy zone and she don't want to fix it, she needs that guy to just take it.
No, see, here's the thing. I've been growing, but see, here's my thing. So I try to stay, you know, I try to stay cool, calm, and collective. If I'm put in this situation where, like, my crazy is like, hey, come out. I'm like, you know what? No. Let's take a breather. Go get you two Oreos and figure this out. And if I can't figure it out after I eat the two Oreos, you know what I do? I call Amaj. I talk to Amaj about it. And then if I feel like my crazy is still coming out, I'll wait. And then I'll address the issue at another time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
she does that.
That's constructive growth. I mean, that's positive in the right direction. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to give you your props for evolving.
we all shall evolve. I'm evolving, you're evolving. Hey, that's what we do. We evolve.
So has Thomas ever had a crazy woman?
A crazy
That's
woman?
Good question, Thomas.
The crazy
yeah.
woman. Have you ever had the crazy woman? Have you ever had to deal with her?
Not that I'm aware of, but then again, I'm particularly loopy myself, so, I mean, like, I don't particularly see women as crazy. You know, if a woman is crazy, it's because I did something to her. Because I usually pick really calm women to deal with, so... It's like, all right, first off, I ain't dealing with no crazy woman. And if I do something that makes you crazy, then I understand. The one thing I will say is that my last girlfriend, she was a little bit loopy. And she didn't understand that I'm just about as three times as loopy as she was. So she decided that she wanted to, you know, get all crazy and want to argue with me and shit like this. Listen, hold on. First off, don't fucking argue with me. Second of all, you better watch your fucking mouth and watch who you talking with. Third of all, don't make me raise my fucking voice, because if I raise my voice, it's going to be a problem.
Is this how you're
going to Wow.
So,
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Okay,
so
listen.
Listening.
This
is how you
I
know.
Give
wait
you
a
warnings.
Minute.
I give you warnings before I do shit.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait, pause. Flag on the play. Unnecessary roughness. So you
Wow.
want to spend all this time bashing Taylor, because you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I took four tires. But you ready to strong arm a chick in her throat behind just
no.
some little stuff.
No.
See what I'm
okay,
saying?
Let me rephrase that. There was only one time that I had a crazy moment, and that was because she was acting totally out of fucking line. And she did something stupid, which would hit me in my face. And so I lifted her up by her throat. And she,
was this after you talked to her like this or before?
This was after.
You deserve it.
This was after. Like, I don't go out and be like, oh, okay. Yeah, after I talk to her like that. Because me, like, I try to tip. Like, it's a process, right? It's a process. So it's like, all right, if we arguing, first off, I'm not an arguer. So therefore, I'm real calm about the situation. All right, come on, stop. Stop playing, stop arguing with me. Listen, I'm not trying to argue with you. I just want to sit down. I just want to chill. You want to
That's
continue
not the same
on?
Tone you just
Fine.
Said that is.
No.
It.
I said it's a process. It's a process to it.
Okay.
Process.
All right.
So
well,
I'm real calm at first. I'm real calm at first. Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, listen. I just want to chill. Leave me alone. We can talk about this later because I don't want to argue with you. Okay. You want to argue with me? Fine. Listen, I'm tired. I don't really feel like arguing with you. Stop arguing with me. Then, at this point in time, you get three shots. Listen, at this point in time, that third shot is like, all right, listen, I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but I'm probably going to say something that's probably going to hurt your feelings, so I'll suggest you leave me the fuck alone before I tell something to you that's really going to get on your fucking nerves and you're not really going to want to fucking talk to me. And at that point, it usually be, okay, yeah, listen, I don't feel like dealing with you. But, you know, I try not to get to that point. I really just like to chill.
You know.
But if you hit me, that's it.
You know what, Thomas? I never noticed. You're such a big ball of love. I just realized that just now. You're such a big ball of love. You know
what? Where did that come from?
Like,
I never noticed it until just now. Everything about you screams love and flowers and happiness.
Oh wow! I don't know.
Me that, well,
that whole
you don't
choking
know me that
by the throat
like,
thing didn't say that.
No. I said I picked her up by her throat. And held
she
up
can't breathe.
Oh,
she can't breathe.
She can't breathe.
So I take your hands around her throat.
I take back my statement. You wasn't trying to strong arm her in the throat. You was trying to rock bottom her. Okay, no problem. My bad. I misunderstood what you were trying to do. You wanted to rock bottom her. You were playing WWE with her.
No. It was going to be more like a choke slam through a wall. So, yeah.
Oh, so you was going so close.
Okay. So I have a comment.
Oh,
so I have a comment from a listener. They said Thomas, you're hilarious. Okay, and you definitely argue like her boyfriend. And what he and what you and her boyfriend fail to realize is that we don't care about what you're talking about. I'm not fitting the hush because I said so. Laugh out loud.
Yeah. No.
Dang.
Sit down.
So first of all, I'm going to be real honest with you because this is where you had me at.
I'm sorry.
I'm still dangling by my feet in the air. I'm sorry. I'm going there.
I'm getting there.
On the ground at this point. Right. So I'm trying to understand, like, the way that you presented said conversation of, I am not about to argue, you should fuck up, and all of that. Like, if you're, and in your tone, I'm thinking to myself, is this how, because if you said it like that, then I understand why, because here I was in my thought saying, you know what, if he's talking to me like that, he's about to catch one to the mouth real quick.
See?
Like, who are you talking to like that? First of all, I'm
like, I'm not
sure, you're
like, I'm not your daughter.
Yeah, like, you're not going to talk to me like
this.
I'm a dog.
A lot of people don't realize, like, it's usually as levels to it. So it's not like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm sitting up here, I'm just jumping straight off the back. Like, no, I'm, like, I talk like that, but, you know, it's like, all right, to the point where it's like, all right, hey, look.
Your tone.
It's all based on how you talk to me.
It was a movie where I was like, watch the tone.
Then put your hands. You have to watch the tone.
Your face.
You have to watch the tone.
Okay.
You have to watch your tone when you argue with me, because if you argue with me,
But it was your tone, because even in your tone, because that's why I asked you, I said, did she hit you after you said that to her?
Right.
For every action,
everything before that was me being real calm.
Okay.
It was me being real calm and real chill, real trying to be real diplomatic about the situation, and then she just kept getting more and more and more involved in the situation. I try to stay as calm as possible, so hey, don't try to escalate to that point. But if you bring me to that point, then guess what? We're just going to have to go there. And at that point in time, I'm more than likely going to win, just because.
And that's why you need a talker. You need a talker. That's what you need. You don't need to, because with a talker, it's not an escalation to that level. You need a talker who
wants
to talk with you. But hold on. You don't want to talk, so what do you want to do? Like,
I just want you to leave the hell alone.
Huh? You're pissed and you're in your corner, and she's pissed and she's in her corner. Nothing that's on the floor is resolved. Everything is just on the floor. And when you're ready to talk to me,
I don't
want to
resolve it.
What?
I don't want to resolve
this.
This is not really happening.
What? Like, I'm being punked on this line or something. That's not, no grown man is saying that.
No.
Thomas claims to be a grown man. He said it.
No.
Grown men don't say that.
Listen.
Thomas is playing with me.
Listen.
This is a joke.
Hey, can I finish what I was saying?
I guess I better shut up.
Yeah,
go ahead. You are a man.
I don't want to have the conversation when I'm upset. I don't want to have that conversation when I'm upset, because it will be pointless to have a conversation when I'm upset with you.
Right,
so
I get that.
Like, you know, like at that point in time, I don't want to talk to you, because like I've had that before. Like, oh, okay, yeah, what's the issue? Why are you mad? This, that, and the third, so on and so forth. No, I don't want to talk to you when I'm mad. I'll talk to you when I feel like it. And most times, most issues I don't really need to talk about, because I'm, you know, like most of my issues, if I already evaluate shit. I evaluate a lot of things before and afterwards. So it's like, oh, hey, look, if me and you, we get into an argument, you say something that I don't like, I already know why you said it.
But what if your perspective is just wrong? What if you're just wrong? And the only way for you to get the understanding that I have is for me to share it with you. I mean, and I don't have to share it with you while things coming out your ears. However,
at some point, I'd like to say my piece because I believe my piece is valid if this is a relationship between two people.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I won't hear what you have to say. I'm just saying that I probably won't want to talk about it at that point because there's really nothing for me to say. If you feel like you made your point, you said what you needed to say, and I don't necessarily have a rebuttal for it because me, I know me. Like, if you have a rebuttal for something in which I feel, you know, if me and you, we argue, you say something I don't like, I say something that you don't like, and you have a rebuttal for something that I don't like, more than likely, it's probably going to end up another argument. So to resolve that, I just don't argue with you.
I get that.
That's
but,
why I say I don't need
as long
a talker.
As you give
I just
her the opportunity to speak, I get that. As long as at some point she gets the opportunity to
speak. I give you all the opportunity to speak when I calm down. But it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm actually going to engage you in that conversation.
So how long does this last? Because I'm team, we're not going to sleep with nobody being mad at anything. So how long does this supposedly last? Because first of all, if you start messing up my sleep, I'm going to be mad about something new.
Well, it all depends on how long you carry it on. So if you
how
carry it on.
How long you carry it on.
That,
right,
but
because
you,
I'm not going
to talk and want to be mad.
Right,
or you don't
want
to talk until
and
you
I'll
get ready
you.
To talk.
No, I don't want to talk until I calm down. There's a difference. I don't want to talk when I'm upset. Why would I want to
right.
talk to you when I'm upset? That doesn't make any sense.
Right, but
so
what if that's
leave
like,
me alone.
Not
let
until...
me go in my little corner. Let me listen to my music. And then after that, we can talk about it at that point in time. If
right.
I feel
okay.
like
and if you ain't done being mad by the time I'm getting ready to go to sleep, you might want to stay up all night.
I was going to say, but Evaz's question.
I don't know when we're going
no
to bed.
Yes, some more. I have no problem sleeping on the couch, sleeping on the floor. Listen, I'm good like that.
I can't.
Oh, my
see,
God.
Okay, see that? Okay, listen, right? So listen.
These are all the questions that, I mean, all the conversations you got to have with people before you get in relationships with
see
them.
See that right there?
You do.
I tell people that all the time, and then
we crazy as hell together, and it's not working out. Ain't nobody going to bed. People got backaches because they're sleeping on the floor. You wake up, your tire's gone. This is why we don't have
first
these conversations.
Of all, it wasn't gone. It was in front of the house, sitting on center block. It was not gone. First of all,
the tires was gone, nigga. It's gone. It might not have been gone to you, but it was gone to him.
He can't go nowhere.
Right.
I mean, and it wasn't even that bad. It was only 2 days. When the tires got put back on it, he was fine after that. Like, we had no issues.
Did you tell him
about
that you did it?
I did tell him I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, like 3 years later while we was doing it that I
wow.
Wow.
Well, at least
see, this is the reason why people act fucking crazy. Doing stupid shit like that.
What? I wasn't going to tell them. What?
See,
I wasn't
that's the
going
shit
to tell them.
Like, because this is how you have to break down, like, yo, I got to go
I
get
love you, but I
got to
tell you, that shit is crazy.
Like, I'm not going to tell you while, you know what I'm saying, like, we sitting having dinner. No, because, again, this is a prime example. I didn't know his level of crazy. So I'm not going to tell you that I did something crazy while we both just chilling. No, I got to get you in the position
oh,
where you can't really,
oh,
you know what
God.
I'm saying? Like, you ain't really like, oh, okay.
Could you I'm going to
finish up, so I'm not going to do nothing now. I'm going to finish up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you finish, you ain't even thinking about that no more.
Yeah,
so it's like,
now you
want
a sandwich and you want a nap. So it's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so bygones be bygones. Like,
good
really?
Lord. I can't with
no.
this whole conversation
oh,
anymore.
Gosh, no. Hell no.
I can't.
Hell no.
I've come
it.
To the conclusion that, first of all, I know some crazy people at this point now. Like,
I'm not crazy.
Y'all crazy.
Teach yourself to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy as you think that I am.
Who? Is he talking about me? Oh, I'm not.
No,
I'm not that crazy.
About me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not that
that's
crazy.
Yeah.
I keep trying to tell
are you
people
not
I'm
not that
crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah, you don't
know
the girl about how.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
You know how you take those little surveys and it's like, do you agree, strongly agree, hell yeah, I agree, you know. You're somewhere on that side of the spectrum. You're not on the disagree side.
That's you know, that's a matter of opinion. Hey, listen, you can ask anybody who's dealt with me, they'll tell you I'm not crazy. But what I will put in their head is that I am crazy, only because I don't want them to act stupid. So I'll tell you I'm crazy, but I'm not really that crazy.
So crazy is a negotiating term. I bring a little crazy so you'll say a little saner.
Right. That's it. I bring a little crazy, not too much. Listen, like the most I might tell you is like, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, I was watching you. That's it.
What?
I was watching you. That's it.
Watching me how?
That's another level. That's a whole other level.
Just enough to make you believe
shit.
That this nigga might actually be crazy.
Say what, Thomas?
I bring just enough so that way you might actually believe that might be crazy.
Like, and then you have little crazy shit in the car when you pick her up. You have, like, binoculars under the seat or something.
Shit like that, you know. Like,
that
like
don't work for me. I'm going to break up with you because I've been talked before. That ain't going to work for me. That's not going to work for me. I'm sorry. I'm going to switch you.
He went from somewhat agreed to hell yeah, he's crazy.
No, I'm not crazy because, all right, so let me tell you, right? So what happened was,
It's a story.
So, you know, it was this one girl I was talking to. I was chilling with her, shit like that, so on and so forth. So we having a conversation, and she, like, we having a conversation. And I told her, oh, okay, yeah, she had told me what she did. I told her what I did. And she was at a party. Now, me personally, I don't need to know that you were at a party. Because I could probably see the fact that you were at a party, whether it be through pictures or through conversations or so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? So it just so happens that she was at this party, and I seen a picture of her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, I said, well, who's that light-skinned nigga that you was talking to? Now, me personally, I didn't see the light-skinned nigga, but there were light-skinned niggas there. I know light-skinned niggas talk to her, so...
Why
y'all
be light skin? Why can't he just be brown skin?
I'm just saying.
Because he was light skin. I use light skin as a point. Because
that's
I know that she doesn't necessarily like
light skin.
Light skin oppression.
Why do you feel like you need to be the light skin man down?
We're not even going to talk about that today on this show.
Okay.
See, but I just used it as an example. Why? Because I know her. I know that she don't necessarily particularly like light skin men. So... I just used it as an example. And she just thought
she
I was the craziest
it.
Person in the world. Like, oh, okay, yeah, well, how you know? Where was you at?
I'm
over. I got people watching you. That's what I told her.
That's not crazy
because I didn't have nobody watching her. It's simple
don't
analysis.
Don't people feel like
that's
you're
all.
Crazy? That
actually happened to me. This particular person, they asked me, I went out after work with some of my friends, and I got home, like, really, really late or whatever. So he was like, you know, what did you do after work? And I was like, well, we went to this club and yada, yada, yada. And he was like, oh, okay. So how many, what did he ask me? He's like, how many Long Islands did you have? The fuck? How did you know I had Long Islands? See, this right here, like, I stopped that from the rip. Like, this right here is not going to work out. Because at that point in my life, I was already crazy. So I know that I can't deal with your crazy. So this ain't going to work out.
See,
well,
that
was
really
responsible,
crazy
Taylor.
Now,
I cut that off.
Because
I said, because I'm already crazy, and you just proved to me, like, you wasn't even in the same state. Why are you asking me about how many Long Islands I had?
Like, who, like...
Taylor. Mm-mm. I got a question for you.
Yep.
I got a question for you, Taylor. Is
mm-hmm.
Long Island your normal drink when you go out?
Sometimes it is.
Okay. So, how long did this guy know you?
Maybe 2 months, the most.
All right. Now, at that point in time, were you, did you go out at all during that time frame? Did you drink with him at any given point in time?
No, I did not.
Did you have a conversation about you going out?
No, we did not.
Okay, well, then he was crazy. Because all my
shit
is fucking information you tell me.
And we wasn't even cool enough to the point where you, like, you knew my friends and shit. So my friends would be, like, talking to you. No, we wasn't there yet, but this is only 2 months. No, you're crazy. I can't, see, my crazy can't work with your crazy. That's too much.
See, that's a whole totally different story. That motherfucker was watching me. He was there at the club. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, but that's so responsible of you, Taylor, to be like, you know, this just can't work because I can corral my crazy only so much and mix with your crazy. It's, you know, could be fatal. It's like if people just recognize their levels of crazy and didn't mix things that don't go together.
And then, you know what? I like everybody thought, oh my God, you being so mean, he is not crazy, yada yada yada. So I broke up with him, right? This fool sat at my living room table for 2 hours and cried.
Oh, is this the one that cried to your mama?
Yes.
Wow.
He cried to my mother, and he begged my mother to talk to me to give him another chance.
Wow.
My mother said, if you don't get out my house with your crazy.
Wow.
And I said, you know what? And the sad thing about it is I've seen him recently. Like, I've been out with the kids just strolling and stuff, chilling, and I saw him. And he was like, oh, my God, you look amazing. I was like, oh, my God, where's the police? Like, I'm out here with my kids. Like, I can't get them. Like, I can't let them get hurt. Like, it's crazy.
Mm. She said,
I wasn't even out with my daughter and my son. I was out with the little guys. And, you know, they're still in the stroller. Like, it's two of y'all. Like, I can't get the stroller and both of y'all. Like, we can't do this right now.
And
I'm
just
crazy. Like, I'm power walking with the stroller, and he's like
you
trying
can't.
To walk with me. I'm like, oh my God, where's the police when you need them?
Yeah, Thomas, you don't get a pass to talk about his crazy because that's the crazy you pretend to be.
Exactly.
No. There's a difference. I'm not actually going to fucking watch it. I don't care enough to watch it. Listen, if you feel
right,
like you want
to
go out, then enjoy
the
time.
That's kind of crazy. That's the crazy that you're telling people you are.
No,
you're not
doing it. But you're not understanding. I'm not really doing it. I just so happen to
right.
use an educated
But you
got to
embrace it and appreciate it.
So that makes you a liar.
To your advantage. You're using it to your advantage. You're like, yeah, I'm that kind of crazy, even though you aren't. So you can't put
what?
That kind of crazy down publicly because that's the kind of crazy you proclaim. So you got to
know what?
Right.
Sidebar for a second. Everybody,
what?
Hold on. So I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to you guys interact. I'm scrolling through my Facebook. You want to talk about somebody crazy? I came across this article. It said this woman makes over $10,000 a month.
Oh, yeah.
By asking multiple boyfriends for fake abortion money.
Yeah, yes, abortion money. And she always
rotates
them.
Pulled right past her.
She rotates them because she asks them for it on their paydays. So she has to have these range of guys who get paid on various days so that she can, and that's how she maintains her lifestyle.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
yeah,
9 months, bitch.
So now, okay, so listen. So now, because I'm nosy, I got to click on it. This heifer is talking about she had $60,000 in cash in her vehicle.
And the officer that stopped her asked her where she was going with all the money. She said, "I'm going to get an abortion." She gets paid $400 to $500 from each boyfriend.
How many boyfriends she got?
A lot.
It's a number in that article. She says how many.
Because first of all, this is how I feel. Because first of all, they stupid. Two, I can't even get one boyfriend. So how many she got to be having that amount of money?
And no,
a bigger
I'm
problem.
To figure out.
It's unprotected sex because you can't get pregnant if you have protected sex. So you're having unprotected sex with all these men in order for them to buy your story.
Monkey. She not just nasty, just filthy.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and exit stage left.
Well, we thank you so much for hanging out with us, Shamor. Thank you for coming back.
You know I had to come and show love to all of y'all. I love y'all. Y'all are my people.
I love you, too.
Oh, thank
That's
you. We love you, too. Even
That's
though you was being shady boots in the beginning, but we love you.
Even though I was late.
I said, even though you were being shady boots in the beginning, but that's okay. We
I
still love you.
I was just, like, surprised because, you know, you're so, yeah, I didn't ever hear that story before. And I thought I'd heard a lot of your crazy stories. And that was, like, the most crazy story I've ever heard about you. So I was like, where the hell has this story been? So, yeah, I was
ready.
Yeah.
It was back in the past. It was the other Taylor that did that.
Yeah.
The good
so, I mean, I just had to react because it was fresh, but I'm good now because you're not that person anymore. So
no, absolutely not. I'm not taking anybody's tires off of their cars. I'm not busting anybody's windows. None of that.
Yay, society. Society said yay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it did. Well, we thank you so much for hanging out with us, Shamor. We'll see you next week.
Good night, Thomas.
Good night. You have a good night.
Wait a minute, I think I hit the wrong button. Ah! Oh, yeah. Y'all was funny. Wait a minute. Hello? Y'all still see?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, that lady's nasty. She's filthy. She's just, how about that one? I have no words for that crap. There was something else. Oh, there was a question that I did post on my timeline. It says, what would your timeline say about you if you had to explain it?
Oh, Lord.
What?
That's what my timeline would say. I don't know. That's
all I got. Timeline to be something. Timeline says about me. Says everything about me. Says everything and nothing.
It says everything and nothing?
Mm-hmm. Not on this page anyway. On that page, it would say everything and nothing. But my personal page, it would say nothing. Because I'm a folk shit. But on this page, it would say everything. It would tell you, okay, yeah, I'm a sex craze freak. They got pretty good ideas about everything underneath the sun. But then I tell people don't feed into what you see because a lot of this shit is just entertainment.
Oh, that's it. All right. Mine says, I'm me. I'm just joking. No. How can I describe mine? I am an inspired, open-minded person. Yes, I'm supposed to say that. That's what mine says.
What song are we going to tonight?
Huh?
Huh? What time are we going to?
Well, I'm going to 12 tonight because I had to. Well, we're celebrating my sister's birthday tomorrow, which her birthday is on Monday. So I have a busy day tomorrow and whatnot. So our family is full of April babies. So yeah, I've been celebrating. I guess I started out celebrating my own, but mine is not later into the month. But like every week, somebody in my family has a birthday. Like literally, like my dad's birthday was on the 1st. My nephew's birthday was on the 3rd. My cousin Jazz's birthday is today. My sister's is on Monday. My best friend's is on the 16th. Mine is on the 21st. Like, yeah, every week it's something. So, yeah. So, I'm just celebrating birthdays. Hanging out. Showing out. Yep. I feel. I've been drinking. And my head's starting to hurt. Yeah. It's probably because I don't have my glasses on my face. I'm just sitting here. And I'm sitting here looking at this computer. And excuse my yawning. Let me tell y'all about this function. So, Thomas, maybe you can help me understand why men act the way they do when they're sick. Please help me understand why y'all act like a 2-year-old when y'all sick.
Because what? All right. Now, you know, some guys, you know, like we revert back to our, you know, our childish state because we're not used to being sick. You know, people who are used to being sick or, you know, used to being up underneath somebody, you know, we understand that, okay, being up underneath a woman that we know, you know, or we like or we care for, you know, usually helps us feel better. It's not just when we're sick. It's, you know, overall. You know, when we're stressed, when we're not having a good day, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. You know, when things aren't going right, being up underneath a woman, it makes us feel better. So it's not us acting like a 2-year-old. It's us, you know, understanding that we know what makes us better.
Okay. All right. I'll take back the 2-year-old part. Okay. I can't sleep when he's sick. I can't sleep. I don't sleep well. So if you toss, you turn, you get up, you move, what are you doing? Please let me go back to sleep. I'm the one who has to be up earlier than you do, you know. So I just need to understand. Because that's why I'm only functioning off about 2 hours of sleep, about 30-minute nap, yeah, I'm not functioning too well.
I mean, you got to look at it like this. He'll make it up to you in the long run. But, you know, for right now, you know, just accept it. I mean, because at the end of the day, he could have been anywhere in the world, but he's with you. And he's with you when he's sick and he's at a vulnerable moment.
I bet not.
Yeah.
I know that.
Thomas, well,
you better wear a mask.
A question.
I have an answer.
Okay, so listen, So I was talking about my level of crazy, right? And somebody liked my comment about me being crazy. Like, I don't know. Should I just be like, all right, should I ignore it? Like, you know, whatever. Or is that kind of like a flirting thing? Or it's like, hey, I kind of like you're crazy. Or I'm just reading too
much.
They like it on your page? I'm going to be nosy. They like your comment on your page?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
On my page?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's go look. But first of all, I need to know who my people on my Facebook page is flirting with. I mean, be sure.
That's
make
what I'm
sure
saying.
Okay.
I don't know. See, and before I read too much into it, that's why I was asking.
Let me go look. Let me go look and see who likes this stuff. So you know people. I mean, people crazy. Because I know this.
While she looks,
let me tell you. This is what I noticed today. I noticed that one of my Facebook friends is friends with a Facebook friend that I don't know how you know each other, but I know y'all don't know each other in real life.
Wait, what?
And I say that because you need to go ahead and sound somewhere.
I need you to say that first part again, just so I can...
The person... Yeah. Okay, so I'm scrolling through my Facebook page today, and I see that somebody that I know on my Facebook page now is friends with somebody who I know they don't know in real life, but I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you peruse my Facebook page and take one of my friends?
I do that sometimes.
I'm not gonna say their names on the air, but I'll inbox you the names or whatever. But
You were just talking about me. Okay, all right. So this makes perfect sense because I thought you were trying to ask me, was I stealing some of your Facebook friends? I sure did.
No.
Okay.
I know you probably went through and took some of my Facebook friends, but that one, honey, you can have. I don't know nothing about that one.
I don't want that one. I just was trying to figure out what that was about.
I don't know. I've only met that person twice in real life.
See how we got sidetracked? I'm supposed to be getting the answer from Thomas.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for my time. That's all. I was going to remind you in a second. I was just waiting for my time. That's all.
All right. I'm listening. Go ahead.
But did they inbox you or anything like that?
No, they just liked my comment.
Well, then they might just be a little bit crazy like you. That's all. They might just agree with your statement. That's all. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. Now, if you find them cute and all that stuff, then, you know, you feel free. Go ahead.
No,
we'll
I don't.
Have a conversation with them.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, then you all right then?
Okay. Just checking.
Ooh,
excuse me.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
But yeah. I've only met that person twice at a function in real life. They seem cool enough in person. I only stayed for the meet and greet portion. I left, so I don't know how they are any other time. But yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, next week, we will have a show. We will. Now, the following week is still kind of up in the air. Depends on where I will be. Because after next Friday.
How about you just enjoy yourself?
Yeah, because after next Friday, you know, my job can kiss my ass for about 10 days.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll be on vacation.
Oh.
What? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was being nosy. I was trolling. I'm sorry. Oh.
Why was you trolling it?
Well, I mean, you know, you ever looked at somebody's comment and then you click on their page, but then you look at their pictures? Oh. I got scared.
I cannot and I shall not get involved. I shall not. I will not.
I'm just saying that his picture scared me. I didn't know what I was looking at. And I'm glad I looked at it.
That's funny.
Because now it scared me and now I'm upset because I'm scared.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I hope that it wasn't something that's on my page.
Why are you laughing, Thomas? It's not funny.
Well, no, being nosy goes wrong.
Thomas, you need to stop because you were shady boots on your page earlier today, too.
Yeah, because you called me siblings ugly.
Yes, you did.
Hey, listen,
yes, you did.
I don't care. It's the truth.
About people's siblings.
I'm glad I got.
I talk about people's kids. I talk about people's siblings. I talk about this. I talk about that. Wanna know why? Because it's the goddamn truth. Some of y'all motherfucking siblings is ugly as shit. And then some of y'all siblings look better than y'all. So, you know, like I said, now you have to figure out which one you are. Are you the one, are you the good kid? Are you the, or is your boyfriend or girlfriend saying, damn, I fucked up?
Well, I have a, I mean, Jesus Christ. I have nothing. I saw that and fixed it, Jesus. Fixed it right now.
And nothing you can fix, because Jesus didn't have nothing to do with this. That was God. God, we made it in his image. I don't know what everybody else is talking about. But everybody else, we saying we made it in his image. So, God damn it, I don't know what image that was.
Well, God is a different looking person. Then,
if that's different.
But you know what? We're not going to talk about that.
Like sometimes you got to sit back there and say, God, Jesus, what were you doing when you made this person in your image? What image are you looking
at? You know, see, that's what I'm saying?
Jesus. Well, I'm so thankful that my brother and I were not hit with the ugly stick. I'm thankful. We are all right looking people. We make cute kids and whatnot. So I'm sorry for those who have been beat with the ugly stick. I'm sorry with the different stick. I'm not supposed to call people ugly. Ugly is an ugly word. But yes. Not everybody can be the cute apple in the bunch.
No, you know what though? Like I get it's National Siblings Day, but I did see some different looking siblings today, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to keep on scrolling. I'm not even like clearly.
I'm saying something wrong or something. I ain't said nothing wrong.
Nobody said that you said anything wrong, Thomas. It's just that, you know, sometimes
what,
it's okay.
What, I shouldn't say stuff that everybody's thinking?
Sometimes. She's very pretty. Oh, she's a pretty girl. What do you mean? Oh, sorry. Oh.
See, you started trolling too, see?
No, I think this young lady was very pretty. I think she's very pretty. I don't have a problem telling people that they're pretty. Just like Thomas has no problem saying anybody's still in his ugly. Hey.
Wait, what happened? Don't try to speak fast. I said someone
was very pretty. And I said, I have no problem saying to someone, oh, you're very pretty, just like Thomas has no problem telling people that their siblings is ugly.
Oh, yeah.
I am. Hey,
I have no problem with it either. I saw this woman today. Like, she looked very, very pretty. Like, she had very nice, her makeup was really nice. So I told her, your makeup, you look very pretty. And she was like, oh, my God, thank you. Like, you're welcome. I have no problem with it. No problem at all.
As long as she didn't look like no painted paint.
No, it wasn't. It was very pretty. It was very subtle. It wasn't like, you could tell she had on makeup, but it wasn't like, she didn't look like a painting.
Mm-hmm.
It was like very light and just it went with everything. It's natural looking. So it was pretty. Me, I don't have the patience for eyeshadow, so I can't.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, honey buns and gents, we are officially done for this evening. Hopefully you will join us come next week. While we will probably have some topics next week to discuss this, which is just really random and crazy-like. So enjoy your weekend. Be good to each other. Do everything I would do and then some, and I might have a story for you myself. But
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.